place where the slave got had a whole lot to do with it, the life he had. If he got under a Christian man, why, he had a heap better life than he did. And they made a way for them to go to church because they had places where the colored people went to church, the same as the whites did churches in the South here. And then, let's see, some neighborhoods, why, they always got together. The man had land to clear and logs to fix the house. They always got together and helped him do it, all hands of them. They worked kind of community style until not too many years before the slaves were freed, but they more settled out individually than they did before when they first started out. How does that sound?
That's pretty good. That's interesting.
Their houses were always built out of logs. At the start of the settling of the country, that's the only thing they had.
Uh-huh.
And it took lots of work to build them old log houses.
Uh-huh.
And you had to have men that knew how to hew them, handle a broad axe to hew them logs. And there's lots of those old slavery men that were real experts at handling them broad axes, as they called them.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see one?
I've heard of them. I don't think I ever saw one. What do they look like?
They're a great big old axe. The cutting edge on them is about all the way from 10 inches to a foot, some of them more than a foot wide.
Hmm.
The cutting edge, they ain't like the regular chopping axe. And you got took a regular pole axe, and what's called scored log. Scored the log down, chopped into it, you know, this way.
Uh-huh.
Called scoring it. Then you took the broad axe and come down and cut that all pretty well squared the log before you quit.
Mm-hmm.
On all sides, made it flat.
Uh-huh.
That way they could lay them one on top of the other and notch them down when they made the house. And then they split boards and nailed over the cracks. They first chink them with mud and moss and then put some split boards over the cracks both inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
As a rule though, they split the logs. When they split the logs, well, they used the split side because it was generally pretty straight on the inside and they didn't have so much boarding up to do in that.
Mm-hmm.
But they chinked them up with mud. Them things was, as Hull says, they were warm. They were tight when they got on with it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you wouldn't get cold in one of them log houses. They had a ground floor, you know. At the start off of the thing, they had ground floor. Later on, when they got to mechanism, where they put a plank floor, and generally the floor is huge split logs.
Mm-hmm.
Make the floor and put the flat side up, you know. And then later on, they got the sawmill in and made the lumber. Then they built plank houses, and they were much better and all.
Any of those log houses still standing around here?
None of those old slavery houses that I know of standing.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them eventually got into pastures, and the pastures, the grass burned off and burnt the old houses up because people quit using them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was a kid 60 years ago in my neighborhood down there on Brushy Creek, there was what they call the old Georgetown colored quarter. It was started off with an old colored man. The folks owned him. They built a cabin and they kept growing and building. One time they had 15 cabins in there. They had a dug well for them to get water and everything of that kind. And those old buildings were standing when I was a kid 60 years ago.
Hmm.
Colored people lived in. The reason why I know so much about them, my dad would go without harm to work one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over a mile from our house, straight through to it.
Mm-hmm.
Nohow.